This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 405, and today we're going to be talking about why even bother thinking positive? Why positive thinking? But before we begin, again, just wanted to give a shout out to Genius Brand. I've been using their Neurotropic Genius Joy for months and months and months. And man, it just sets me right as far as focus, as far as attitude, as far as getting things done. It's an awesome, awesome product. They have a lot of great other products there I've been using. The branched chain amino acids. The electrolytes, which have no sugar in it, and some other great products. So go ahead and pop over to warriorgenius.com and then, you know, select the product that you want. And upon checkout, use the code Greg, G-R-E-G-G, 10, Greg 10, and get a 10% discount. You will not be sorry. So anyway, why should we start thinking positive? I mean, I think we all, if you're listening to this podcast, you know some of the reasons behind it, but I think if we understand the effects it has on us as humans or as you as a person, you'll probably, I'm hoping that you'll spend more time being aware of your thinking. So first, negative thinking or complaining never accomplishes anything. You cannot find anything that's out there in the world that was accomplished by negative thinking. Things may have been accomplished because things weren't going right, and it was an acknowledgement of things not going right, but it was the positive thinking of wanting to achieve something different which happened. I mean, think about it. You complain about health, you complain about your weight, you complain about whatever else it is, the weather, and it just doesn't make a difference. So except for in your mood, and then the effects on your internal structure, your DNA, your cells, that's a huge effect. You can go look at The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton, and even Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Joe Dispenza, and talks about the effects of negative thinking. I'm just going to use these two words, negative and positive. It could be disempowering. It could be non-supportive. However we want to fluff it up. It's just stinking thinking or positive thinking. And when you look at that, the power of positive thinking, is it creates a different outlook on us. There was a study done in North Carolina on four different groups. Group one and group two were put into a room and shown pictures of things that were happy and joyful and positive. Group four and five were put into a room showing basically pictures of doom and gloom. Then after a while, they brought all the groups out, and then they asked them how would they respond to a specific life challenge. And these were several of them. Well, the ones that saw the positive pictures came up with 3, 4, 5, 6 different options on how they would respond to this challenge. The ones that saw the doom and gloom only came up with one. So the negative thinking, so this was, they were programmed with the pictures, but imagine us programming ourselves with the news, with even TV shows that aren't positive thinking, with even just talking about things. It changes our perspective on what we can do. So again, this experiment was done about asking people how they would address a certain situation in life. The ones that saw positive and happy photos and pictures and scenarios came up with more options. So they could think more creatively. They could think of how they wanted to move beyond whatever that obstacle was. The people with negative thinking had limited resources. So consider this, right? As you are thinking negatively and you run across a life challenge, you yourself, because you were thinking, are limiting how you can respond to that challenge. And that limiting response might not be the best solution, but it's the only one you come up with. So you do it and it doesn't work. And then you start thinking worse and worse and worse. Where it, when you can shift your attention or shift your thoughts to a more supportive nature and happy things that are going around, when you do come across a life situation that might be challenging, well, then you're going to be able to have more options. And who doesn't like more options? Also, we talked a little bit about, you know, in the beginning of this podcast about what thoughts have on your body. Well, the placebo effect, right? The placebo effect, it's a wonderful effect, right? If you're not familiar with it, it basically means that you have been given a pill of some sort or a treatment and you believe it is the treatment. And because of that belief, it heals the dis-ease or whatever you have going on. And the thing is they do these, when pharmaceutical companies come out, they have to do these double blind studies to prove that it works. Well, in the majority of the cases, the people who get the sugar pill improve almost the same, if not more, than the ones who took the medication. But the drug companies they don't want to see that. They want to say, hey, well, listen, we had 40% or 20% of the people, you know, who took this drug were fine, but then, you know, who took it improved because of the drug, but then they throw out the data that shows 30% improved on sugar pills because that would just devastate it. But the thing is, it's the belief. It's the belief that we are taking something that causes the effect in our body. It may not be the thing itself. Consider that. Consider the huge implications of that. Everything that we're taking as far as a medicine device, even headaches, aspirin, all of that, is it possible that your belief in it is creating the result and not the thing itself? Yes, I know there's some homeopathic things and we can go back to the shamans and the teaching plants and all of that. And that was a different cumulative consciousness back then. That was a consciousness that believed in those things. Again, the belief in them. But now we're in a different consciousness. So is it really the medicine? How can you prove it's the medicine and not your belief? Because the others also happen, right? There's a negative belief which causes illness. So if you have some really bad thoughts going on, it can cause cancer. It can cause those things. So in the opposite, it just does the same. So why not think positive, right? So why not try? You know, it'd be really interesting if you had, let's say, a bottle of aspirin around and you randomly put some sugar pills in there and you shook them up and you didn't know which one was what and you took it for your headache. After you got done with the whole bottle, would each one of them not, you know, would each one of those pills relieve your headache? If it did, then part of that is in your mind because part of it is the sugar pill. And so one of the things we had to make clear is that positive thinking isn't putting our head in the sand and saying, no, 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 I don't have a problem. Positive thinking is acknowledging that there is a problem. And then how do you resolve it? Right. So again, it gets back to that study. If we're facing a life situation, positive thinking isn't, oh, this is perfect for me. I don't need to do anything. No, it's, this is not what I wanted. I want this instead. How can I move forward? And that question, how can I move forward, is a positive, enticing question. If we use positive thinking as an anesthesia, that is to hide ourselves, to numb ourselves, oh, it's going to be fine. Or if you don't open up your bills and go, oh, my bills will be paid, and you don't open them up, that's just delusional. So we want to make sure that we use positive thinking correctly, positive thinking to inspire us to take action to create a result that we want. We don't want to use positive thinking as an anesthesia or a mask to hide the things that are happening in our life. That is not what positive thinking is about. And the way we do this is we need to create a habit of positive thinking. And there are several ways to do this. One is meditation, right? So meditation, there's so many different types of meditation. It's kind of like asking somebody, do you exercise? And they go, yes. Well, there's so many different types. You know, do you meditate? Well, yes. Well, which ones do you do? And then what is the intention behind the meditation? Some of them are to create a different future in your mind. Others are to be quiet. Some are music. Some are binaural beats, whatever it is. But meditation itself, and I would tend to say meditation without words, have a huge effect on individuals. And when you can get to a point of meditating in silence, that has an enormous effect. So if you've never meditated, what I would recommend is there's a great app called Insight Timer, Insight Timer. It's a free app. It has millions of hours, well, not millions, hundreds of thousands of hours of free meditation from 1 to 5 minutes to 30 minutes and beyond. Download that app and start out with guided meditation for about 5 minutes, right? So we want to make sure we do this correctly. So 5 minutes, maybe every other day, maybe Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then work yourself up to 5 minutes Monday through Friday for the guided, and then switch Monday guided, Tuesday music, and then do all 5 days music, and then do Tuesday, Thursday, silence, and then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, music, right? So you want to ease into it. And that may take you two or three months to do it, but who cares? 2 or 3 months is going to happen whether you do something or not. But meditation has a huge, huge effect on your thinking and on your outlook. Writing, also journaling. Journaling is fantastic. You can do a gratitude journal, appreciation journal. Think of all the wonderful things that have happened today. And there are a lot. If you opened your eyes and you can see, that's a wonderful thing. Be grateful for that. And when we can be grateful, it turns into happiness. Happiness turns into positive thinking. So we want to make sure that we can write and do some journaling about what's going on in life. Go out and play. Right. When was the last time you played kickball? Probably a long time from now. You know, as adults, we get so stoic that we don't want to go out and play. We don't want to roll around in the dirt. You know, we may play softball, and some of us play, and that's all great. You know, organized sports is wonderful for adults, but just go out and play, you know, jump around, go on a swing set, do something different. It's going to create this release of endorphins in you that you're just going to love. And when you have that, you'll start to think better, right? And we all want to get better results. And again, getting back to the TFAR model, thinking leads to feelings, leads to actions, leads to results. Well, sometimes that thinking comes from beliefs, and those beliefs may be not empowering, but we want to be able to change our thinking so we can change our results. And when we can start to shift from seeing doom and gloom and finding the bad in everything, we will find the bad. If you want to look for it, you will find it. It's not that it's not there. You will find it. But equally, there's going to be good, and there's going to be things that are, that you can find good in almost every situation, regardless of the catastrophe, regardless. I mean, here we just had 9/11 remembrance. Even though that was a horrible, horrible, horrible tragedy, there are stories, positive stories that are coming out of that, or that have come out of that. And that's what we want to look at. If we just focused on the tragedy, we would miss all the beauty that happened because of that. Now, I'm not saying there was a good thing that had happened, but we have a choice of what we want to focus on. And in these memorial services and in the documentaries, at the end or during it, they're always showing something positive that is happening. It shows the courage of the people to helping others. It shows how we keep going, how the human spirit will thrive. All of that is positive. Yes, it was a bad experience, but it brought out the positive part of us. And if we can focus on the positive parts of things in our life, we will continue to have a more positive life. So my challenge for you for this week is every day, pick three things, just three things that you can change your perspective on. Meaning that the weather, if it's raining, you don't like it, what's good about it? So then, you know, ask yourself, what is good about this situation? And if you come up with nothing, well, then you don't move on until you find something positive. And if you're in a really, really, really hard situation, ask yourself, if my soul decided this situation for me, what would be the benefit? And the benefit is a positive thinking. So either using one of those two scenarios, right, is what is good in this, or if my soul chose this experience for me, what would be the learnings from it? What would be the positive? What would be the benefits from it? And then start to journal that down. Just three things, 5 days. I give you the weekends off, 5 days, and you will be amazed at how you, when you start to shift the thing, you know, when you start to change the way you look at the world you look at changes. Wayne Dyer talked about that. So start to change the way you look at things, and you'll be amazed at how the things you look at changes. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.